Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It is Wednesday, March 14th. I am Jonathan Goldman. This is the Healing Sound Show on HealthyLife.net. And we have a really, I'm so pleased to be presenting our guest today. He is a person that I have known about, admired, and if you like, considered a colleague for more years than I like to acknowledge. And his name is Vyasos. He is a music creator and one of the original founders of New Age Music, releasing his first such album in 1975. He was born in Greece in 1947, moved to the U.S. at the age of four. Vyasos is considered one of the leading exponents of celestial heavenly music and celestial visions. He's done multimedia concerts all over the world. He's pioneered New Age videos. He's created many albums of angelic music and won numerous awards. His music has been used by NASA, Encyclopedia Britannica, and Hewlett Packard. I could continue reading his bio, but I'd much rather welcome him and talk to him in person. Hello, my friend Vyasos.
Hello, Jonathan, and also I want to thank you for dedicating your entire life to making the people on the planet aware of how sound can heal. God bless you for that.
Ah, well, ditto with you. So here we are, and by golly, the first thing that I usually ask someone, and this is it, is how you got to be where you are. You've been doing this for quite a long time, and you are actually one of the original founders of New Age Music. How did you get there? What happened?
Okay.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, first I became competent with music when I was at Cornell University between 64 and 68. I had a smooth band on campus. They had rock bands and smooth bands, and I had the best smooth band on campus while I was at Cornell. But in the middle of that time, I started hearing heavenly music in my mind, and it was unlike anything I'd ever heard on the outside. And it was not only unusual music, but also unusual sounds. And this was before synthesizers existed. And I was hearing unusual sounds. It wasn't like trumpet, cello, violin, guitar. It was unusual sounds. And I thought, gee, I wish I could hear this music. I don't think everybody would like it, but I bet a lot of people would like it. But I have no idea how to do it. And some deep voice, thunderous voice with reverb in my head said, you can do this. So I was just focusing on that. And then when I graduated from Cornell, not in music but in anthropology, I decided to dedicate my life to manifesting this music. So I came to California because that seemed to be the place to do it. And about a few years after that, around 1971, I had a very profound spiritual experience where I suddenly, in a flashbang, became aware of a high-dimensional light being that all this time had been intentionally transmitting these music ideas, these musical visions, into my mind. And the instant that I sensed him, I remembered him, and it released a flood of love for me to him. I loved him the way a younger brother would adore an older brother, is that kind of love. And it instantly, in the same flash of recognition, I realized that he and I had made an agreement before I was born. And he got me very trained on doing this kind of stuff. And the agreement was I would incarnate on Earth. I would become proficient in music. He would transmit musical visions to me. I would do my best to manifest them and externalize them and make them publicly available. And the whole purpose of this entire exchange, this collaboration, was to create music on Earth that would facilitate people raising their vibration vibrations as a planet is also raising its vibrations to help people connect with their own divinity, their own higher self, as a planet is itself also raising in higher frequencies.
Well, first I have to ask, that was a whole mouthful that you said, and I got it, but I first got to ask, what was your original instrument when you played in that band in college?
I played flute and piano in that band, you know, alternating. We had a guitarist, a drummer, one person that played stand-up bass while I played piano, and he played piano when I played flute.
But there were no, at the time, really synthesizers. Maybe you might have had some sort of...
Our idea then of fancy effects was having a reverb on a flute.
right. Is that or Casio keyboard?
Yeah, from a Fender twin reverb amp, we had reverb. We thought that was very cool.
So, would you care to give us the name of this being? I'm just interested
in
myself.
His name is Vista, and he's the Elohim of the fifth ray for our planet. Well, for this sector of the galaxy, actually.
Most interesting. We love those Elohim. Okay, so you began then to, you had this extraordinary experience. And then what happened?
Well, since then, that facilitated our connection. So now we work together, and I feel like I'm a step-down transformer for Vista. You can also think of me as a local branch office for Vista. And Vista is, he has a few qualities that he specializes in, like concentration and the all-seeing eye of God, which means a highly developed third eye. But another one of his specialties is music as the outpouring, the musical outpouring of divinity. That is one of his specialties. And I'm just a very humble but enthusiastic worker working with him. Yeah, as Richard likes to say, let there be layers of beauty.
Let there be layers of beauty. Well, that is for sure a subject that we want to talk about. Well, this is a little early, but since we are here and whatnot, you were kind enough to supply me with a whole lot of pieces of music, and
you can have all my music.
I would like to play just as much as I can to our audience. So this is called the Crystal Fountain of Light. It is a short piece because I asked for short pieces, but just so people can get an idea of the type of music that you create. How's that?
And this is more of a sound than music, and this sound is designed to stimulate your third eye, your crown chakra, and the chakra above the crown chakra.
Oh, how lovely. As you said, sound, but very, very special sound that really activates the higher levels of consciousness. And when did you create that particular piece? Do you remember?
I don't keep track of the past.
Right.
Good as mine. I focus on the near future rather than the past. I have, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago, who knows. But I learned that sudden bursts of very high frequency sounds.
Yeah.
Have a stimulating effect on the higher chakra. So I figured, well, if that's so, let me optimize that and maximize that, give it my best shot, and this is the result.
Well, that is, that's true, as I know, you know, we could talk about this later, but your concept that, like, dance for music, for example, works for the lower chakras oftentimes.
Yes,
that is
music performs three very important functions. One of them is it charges the bottom three chakras. Another one, it has a very grounding effect. And the third one is the most unknown. It charges your physical body through resonance, because when people are dancing, that's an actual resonance between the physical body and the pulsing sound waves from the rhythm. And
yeah.
As a result of that resonance, there's an energy transfer. So people get energy from dancing, which is why there's that song, I could have danced all night.
Indeed, you know, for sure. So that is just also a very, you know, interesting aspect. I mean, we've got so much to talk about. And, you talk about your creation of music has always been on beauty. So many people report that profound healing effects occur from your music.
Yeah, it's funny. I used to do concerts, and I never, ever, ever said this is a healing concert, a healing music. I never, ever promoted it that way. I was just trying to give people beauty. But people come to me after the concert, they'd walk up to me, and they'd say, thank you for the healing. People would come in wheelchairs, and afterwards they'd say, thank you for the healing.
Ah, they skip away. Yes, indeed, indeed. Well,
here's the mechanics of how it works. Here's how it works. Love is the cause. Beauty is the result. Then beauty becomes a cause, and healing is the result. Love causes beauty. Beauty causes healing.
Interesting. So this brings me to the question. Do you think that beauty is a universal constant, or does it vary from person to person?
Of course it varies from person to person. If you go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, you have a lot of things that many people, including me, would consider ugly, but other people consider beautiful. But there are cosmic standards of beauty. Look at a sunset. Look at the galaxies. Look at the rings of Saturn. Look at a flower. Look at a baby. Those are cosmic standards of beauty, which is very, 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 very different than most common standards of beauty.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. And, gosh. I don't
look at a lake. Look at a mountain reflected in a lake. That's an example of cosmic standards of beauty.
Yeah, there's an American poet who I cannot, or it might have been a British poet, I can't remember who it was, who said, truth is beauty, beauty is truth, that is all you need to know, something like that, and it may have been Yeats, it may have been Byron, I don't remember who it was, and always an interesting thought. I want to talk with you about... you know, your concepts of healing with music, but that could be indeed a whole show. But right now, just talking about your past, you created what are known as patches or electronic sounds that are almost now considered standard in the field of synthesizing stuff. How did this manifest?
Well, it's the same procedure. I'm hearing music in my mind, and I do the best I can with whatever technology is currently available to me to externalize those internal visions as accurately and closely as possible. Now, through the years, as the technology improves and my skill and mastery of those technologies progressively improves, then I get closer and closer to matching what I'm hearing in my mind to external sound waves that anybody can hear. So it's a gradual process. In the beginning, it was using electronic effects on acoustic instruments, like putting a slide guitar through echo, you know. Then it gets progressively more sophisticated. Now there are all kinds of plugins for digital audio workstations where you can do incredible things.
God. And you know, I have a couple little keyboards here, and I listen to a couple of different sounds, and they go, well, that's the Yasos. It's
like, kind of funny. You know, one of the interesting things is feedback. Feedback is one of God's tricks for creating interesting effects. And in the realm of sound, you know how an electric guitarist can pluck a note, and if he's holding the guitar next to the speaker, you can get feedback. And with feedback, not only can the guitar string sustain, but it can flip into overtones. Well, I really love fooling around with feedback, and I had humbucking pickups on a zither, and I used the same technique, but instead of one note flipping into overtones, I could have a whole scale of strings flipping into overtones.
Yeah, well, just talking about that for a brief second, I will share the story that I am, shall I say, a fan of Jimi Hendrix, among others.
Me too.
And I have a good friend who's a rabbi, and he tells me a story of he had a really bad toothache, and he was at a Hendrix concert, and Hendrix hit a note which began to feed back, and all of a sudden the sound literally went into the tooth and healed his toothache. I thought, that's brilliant. That's just hilarious.
That's wonderful.
So yeah, he was yeah. just...
When I did my piece Angel Play, that's basically a glorification of an electric... I mean, a zither with a humbucking pickups flipping into overtones.
Yeah, so not wanting to get too technical, you and I have not talked that much. We've probably,
we recognized each other when we saw each other.
That was about it. I mean, I remember one time you said one of the kindest things to me. Somehow I sent you an album. And it was a long, long time ago, and you said, well, this is, one thing about this music is I really trust this music, and I felt a great deal of, it made me feel really good, because I knew that you understood the importance of the intentionality that is put onto the music when it's
created. Yeah, basically, when I say I trust this music, that's another way of saying this. I sense this music is coming from a loving heart.
Yeah, so thank you. And that is really important. And, of course, your awareness of, intention. And we had a slight little email thing where, because usually I say, frequency plus intent equals healing. And you say, well, it should be frequency plus healing intent equals healing. And that is actually really true because, but I like to perceive or let people know that what they perceive of and that the intent that they should really be generating whenever they make a sound, whether they're speaking or playing music or humming or whatever, is just generating the energy of love.
Yeah, when the intent is love, then the effects are always healing.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomena. Let me see. With the 10 million questions that I have for you, it's an interesting thing. I don't know which to begin with first.
Who cares? Just start anywhere.
Okay. How has your music been used by NASA?
That was so long ago. That was really around 78, I think.
Is that floating around the Voyager?
No, I think they used it on some specials, some video programs they created.
Nice. Well, the things I want to play another piece of music of yours, and I want to play another piece of music of yours, and before we go into break, I'm feeling that now is exactly the time to do that, so I'm going to do that. We're with Iasos, IASOS, and if you want to find out more about him, go to his website, which is Iasos, IASOS.com, and in the interim, we're going to listen to another little piece of his music as we go into commercial.
Good choice.
we go to commercial. With me, Jonathan Goldman, on the Sam Sam Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman.
Sound can be an extraordinary vehicle for healing and transformation. It can affect your body, your mind, and your spirit.
We'd like to invite you to visit our website, healingsounds.com, and discover some of the amazing things that sound can do. You'll find articles and interviews, a special store for sonic healing tools, award-winning CDs, books, tuning forks, and much more.
You can find out about the discovery of the divine name, what we call a hotline to the divine. Explore ways of studying and learning about sound healing, and even download a free recording called the 7-Minute Chakra Tune-Up.
There's much to explore in the world of sound healing, and discover ways that you can live a healthier and happier life.
Once again, we'd like to invite you to come visit our website, healingsounds.com, and experience the difference.
Thank you.
What if there was a universal sound that could resonate our physical body and our chakras? What if this sound can actually change our DNA and bring about a quantum leap in our evolution? What if this sound were a name that had been known by the ancient mystics and then lost for over 2,500 years? What if this name, when collectively sounded, had the ability to change the very fiber of reality, allowing miracles to occur? Now you can discover the power of the lost sound of God through the new book, The Divine Name, by Healing Sounds pioneer Jonathan Goldman. With a foreword by Greg Braden and a free instructional CD, this groundbreaking new book can take us to a new level of evolution. Go to www.thedivinename.com and discover the divine name.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Hello, it is March 14th. You're with me, Jonathan Goldman, on the Healing Sound Show, and my guest is Yassos. And he just said, you know, you can tell people that they can listen for free to any of the full-length recordings on my website. And Yassos,
it's not on my website. It's at yassos.bandcamp.com.
Okay, well, that's way cool, too, because your music is extraordinary. Really, it's unique. It's
digital.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, one of the things, I guess now is the time to talk about it, which is that some people consider that your music has been called heavenly music and is most representative of the music of the afterlife. That's a pretty interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, Plymouth State College in the psychology department, they did a study of people that had a near-death experience, and they were trying to correlate what their experiences had in common, and most of them went through a tube of light, most of them were met by an angelic loving being, and most of them heard heavenly music, so they were curious what that heavenly music sounded like, so they played for them all kinds of music, including classical, pop, jazz, Latin, New Age, everything you can imagine, and they were supposed to rate each piece they heard in terms of how close it got to what they were hearing while they were on the other side. And strangely, there's one piece that always got the highest rating, and it got the highest rating by quite a margin compared to the ratings the other pieces got. And that one piece was a piece I did called The Angels of Comfort.
That's interesting. I got that queued up, and this is the perfect time to play it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to play that as we go into commercial. We're going to play a little excerpt of the Angel of Comfort, which is actually one of my favorite pieces, that whole album. And the name of what's the name of that album that it comes from? Is that Angel of Comfort or?
The Angels of Comfort, the extended half-hour version, is on my Angelic Music CD or album.
Yeah, angelic music. Okay, yeah, that's just a really just wonderful and very was this once again guided via Vista? Your
the Vista's always guided behind everything, but each piece has its own unique story. And the story behind this, in a quick nutshell, is I reached a certain point where I realized I can create anything I can imagine. So then I thought, well, what would I like to imagine if I can create anything? And I thought, you know, I'd like to create the music that has the energy of the Holy Spirit in it. And I don't mean that in the Christian sense of the word, but in the universal sense of the term, the Holy Spirit, which is involved with every birth and every death. So then I put out a very sincere, deep request deep in my heart and mind. Oh, Holy Spirit, I really would like to create some music that has your energy in it. And about a week later, boom, this piece popped out.
Wow. Interesting. I'm trying to actually cue it up on my fabulous... it's something you might remember. You might be young enough to remember something called a cassette... CD player, excuse me. Cassette player.
No, CD
player.
Cleaner.
I mean, CDs are almost going out of existence, although, I mean, you know, I recently, there was a recent Jimi Hendrix CD that was put out, and they also put out it as an LP, so LPs may be coming back. You never know. Things may be going around in a cycle, in a circle.
Yeah. No, I don't like the way my music sounds on cassette or LP. I like the way it sounds on CD. But the ideal is just getting a high-resolution digital audio, WAV file.
Yeah, and this, you know, once again, we could talk about the fact that, you know, what MP3s are doing to music and how they compress and take away so much of the essence of the music. That's not our subject for today, but I know that you know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty interesting phenomena. Let's talk for a moment, and then soon after that, we'll be going and giving a listen to, I can't wait, Angel of Comfort. Yes.
The Angels of Comfort.
The Angels of Comfort. But let's talk for a moment about how you perceive that sound heals. You've got a whole... Yeah, you got physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and...
No. Physical resonance, emotional resonance, intention, and belief.
Okay, there you go. Beautiful, beautiful. Can you say a couple of words about each of them?
Well, physical resonance is the sound waves pulsing and rearranging things, and they can create order out of chaos. If they're resonant tones, like circular rubbing a Tibetan bowl, for example... or toning with your voice, they can create a coherent force field which has a coherent effect on your body. And coherence creates standing waves which reinforce each other, which creates for longevity, and health and vitality are in the direction of increased coherence, whereas disease and death are decreased coherence. And so physical resonance can increase the coherence of your body. And usually that's just one sound at a time, like toning with your voice, or hitting a Tibetan bell, or circular rubbing a Tibetan bowl. And the next way is emotional resonance. The way that works is sound affects your emotions, and emotions affect your health. If you have harmonious music, it'll induce harmonious feelings, and those harmonious feelings have a helpful effect on your body. Also, harmonious music creates optimistic thoughts, and optimistic thoughts also have a beneficial healing effect on your body. Therefore, harmonious music, to summarize, creates harmonious feelings and optimistic thoughts, both of which have a healing effect on your physical body. And the third one is intention. And intention is an actual wave that can superimpose or ride on top of the sound waves. So if you create music and you superimpose an intention on it, that's like one high frequency riding on top of the lower frequencies. They get heterodyned or multiplied together, so they actually travel together. So if I create music with the effect of opening up the heart, that energy of intention actually rides on top of the sound waves and reaches the listener. So that's intention. And the fourth way is belief, which is the bottom line for everything. If you can convince someone that some music is healing, then for that person, that music will be healing, even if it's an extremely destructive sound. You could have the sound like of a jackhammer or a machine gun, and if you can persuade someone that that is a healing sound, then for them, it will be a healing sound. So the four primary ways are physical resonance, emotional resonance, intention, and belief.
This is so interesting. Brings me to another topic, which I am going to address once we get back from commercial. But first, we're going to listen to Angels of Comfort. Just a little
bit. The Angels of Comfort.
The Angels of Comfort from Yassos at yassos.com. Here we go, a little excerpt.
Universal sound that, when intoned, has the ability to bring harmony and healing to ourselves and the planet. Discover the power of this lost sound through the new book, The Divine Name, by Healing Sounds pioneer Jonathan Goldman. With a foreword by Greg Braden and a free instructional CD, this groundbreaking book can take us to a new level of evolution. Go to www.thedivinename.com and discover The Divine Name.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman.
Sound can be an extraordinary vehicle for healing and transformation. It can affect your body, your mind, and your spirit.
We'd like to invite you to visit our website, healingsounds.com, and discover some of the amazing things that sound can do. You'll find articles and interviews, a special store for sonic healing tools, award-winning CDs, books, tuning forks, and much more.
You can find out about the discovery of the divine name, what we call a hotline to the divine. Explore ways of studying and learning about sound healing, and even download a free recording called The 7-Minute Chakra Tune-Up.
There's much to explore in the world of sound healing, and discover ways that you can live a healthier and happier life.
Once again, we'd like to invite you to come visit our website, healingsounds.com, and experience the difference.
Thank you.
From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com. Or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
my friends, and welcome back to the March 14th, 2018 Healing Sound Show with my very special guest, Yasos, who is one of the very first original founders of New Age Music. And we were... Hi, Yasos.
Hi.
And we were talking about belief, and we were talking about intention, and I suggest that I thought that oftentimes intention and belief were the same thing. And I just thought this was such an interesting, if you like, conversation that we should, continue it on air. So let us indeed talk about, so someone's got a belief that this particular frequency is going to have this particular effect. And it's almost like the placebo effect, don't you think?
No, it's not almost. It exactly is the placebo effect.
Okay. It exactly is. You know, my whole thing is, how much does someone have to believe?
Well, you either believe it or you don't. You know, you're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. There's no in-between. Whatever you believe is what's happening in your life. Belief is what generates the experience that's in front of you at any given second. Belief is the bottom line.
Yeah, but it's so interesting because people can change their belief.
And when they change their belief, their external reality changes instantly. Yeah, it's like changing your dial on your station. Let me explain how I think of it. You know how, imagine that there are infinite versions of reality, and you know radio can be tuned to different stations, and all those stations are real, but the radio only hears one station at a time. If it's tuned to a particular station, then it hears that program, and that program is real for the radio in that instant. But then if it changes its dial, then it gets a totally different station. Likewise, a belief is like a high-Q bandpass filter that filters out everything in reality except those things that are exactly tuned to your belief. So that's the only thing you perceive in that instant. But then when you change your beliefs, that's like changing the dial on the tuner, then you get a totally different reality. So people typically are changing their surface beliefs second by second by second, so different fluctuations happen, but the deep core beliefs usually stay for a much longer time.
Yeah, I believe that that's really true, too, and that sounds a whole lot like some sort of quantum physics notation or whatnot.
It's how consciousness creates what you experience as life.
Yeah, multiple dimensionalities and all this other aspect, but it is still very, very interesting because you were mentioning someone could believe that a jackhammer might be therapeutic for them, and in that case, if they had a really deep belief, then it probably would.
It definitely would. No, probably.
You know,
what you believe determines what you experience. It attracts those aspects from the infinite versions of what's out there. It attracts only those things that are aligned with your belief, including all evidence that your belief is true and correct. So whatever you believe, the universe will provide you all the evidence you need to prove that you're exactly correct in having that belief, no matter what the belief is.
So let me ask you a question. Do I have to believe that your music is angelic music in order to experience it as such?
Of course not. No, of course, you can believe anything you want. You don't have to believe. You can be neutral in terms of having no beliefs about it at all. Just listen to it. If it feels good, great. If it doesn't, put on some other music.
Yeah, I totally agree. You see, it's my belief that we are all unique vibratory beings.
Yes.
And that what affects one person will not necessarily affect another person.
Oh, exactly true. Correct.
So that, to say that this music or this pill or this food or this X, Y, or Z is going to be good for everybody is just kind of silly.
You're exactly correct.
Doesn't take into account our uniqueness, and I mean, which is very cool, because otherwise it would get so boring if everybody liked the same thing.
Of course, like you can have a food, one person thinks it's the most delicious food, someone thinks I can't stand that dish, It's, of course, everyone's different, people respond differently. When Christ was on earth, some people, through their belief filters, thought he was a criminal that should be crucified, and other people thought he was God incarnate. Everyone perceives through the filters of their own beliefs.
Yes, indeed. So listen, question for you. What do you think will be the music of the future.
Wow.
Okay.
It's interesting, you know, when I want to make my idea of what music is or can be more flexible, I make a point of visiting while I'm dreaming, visiting other civilizations and experiencing their idea of music. It can get pretty wild. It can get pretty wild if you do that. So people told me, Yasos, you dance to the tune of a different drummer. That's because I totally ignore all music conventions on Earth. I just ignore them. I do whatever I want, you know. More out there, more in the direction of what's already been happening. And now, thanks to the fact that sound creation and sound modification are getting more and more flexible thanks to digital processing, the possibilities are getting more endless. So it'll be just an extension of what's already been happening. There'll be more cross-hybridization between different musical styles and more styles created and more avenues like that. But the basic format is this. As people evolve, first they're sensitive to rhythm, and as they evolve more, they get sensitive to rhythm and melody, and as they evolve more, they get sensitive to rhythm and melody and harmony, chords, and as they evolve more, they get sensitive to very subtle, complex harmonies. And so it'll just keep going the same direction, but there'll be more and more expansion, especially in the areas of complex new tone combinations
mm-hmm.
and subtle, complex harmonies.
Now, obviously, you like digital music, so you're not an analog freak, so to speak.
No, hang on a second. I use everything. I love analog. I love digital. They each have their own unique set of charms.
Yes. You know, it's a really interesting phenomenon. What about a lot of the music of the young folks these days? Not saying that we're elders. We're elders of the sound.
Okay, listen, here's the bottom line.
Yeah,
musical preferences is the result of emotional preferences. If a person likes to feel a certain way, he will gravitate to music that amplifies that feeling. If a person feels angry a lot of the time, he will want music that resonates with anger because it justifies his feeling for being angry. If a person is loving, he will be attracted to loving music. So, in all cases, musical preferences are the result of emotional preferences. And here's the interesting thing. For any emotion that you can possibly imagine, there already exist musicians that specialize in exactly that emotion.
I can't disagree with anything that you've said there. But I, you know, and I'm finding it very interesting that nowadays there are these, you know, if you like, festivals that are occurring with all sorts of different types of music, and some of them are very, very high level. I mean, I was at Woodstock many, many years ago, and that was quite from my perspective, a spiritual experience on this planet. And I think that some of these festivals that are going on are equally prevalent and powerful for the younger folks. Have you been to any of them?
No, I haven't, but I agree with you.
You know, it's very, very interesting. I have a little piece of music called Heart of the Divine Mother, or that's as much as I wrote of it. That may not be the complete title. Can you tell me anything about it? Because we're going to be giving a little list. Well, actually, let's listen to it now, and then you can tell me about it later if it feels so appropriate. But meanwhile, folks,
go for it. Of course, go for it.
Jonathan Baldwin and my guest. God bless.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman.
Sound can be an extraordinary vehicle for healing and transformation. It can affect your body, your mind, and your spirit.
We'd like to invite you to visit our website, healingsounds.com, and discover some of the amazing things that sound can do. You'll find articles and interviews, a special store for sonic healing tools, award-winning CDs, books, tuning forks, and much more.
You can find out about the discovery of the divine name, what we call a hotline to the divine. Explore ways of studying and learning about sound healing, and even download a free recording called the 7-Minute Chakra Tune-Up.
There's much to explore in the world of sound healing, and discover ways that you can live a healthier and happier life.
Once again, we'd like to invite you to come visit our website, healingsounds.com, and experience the difference.
Thank you.
The divine name is a universal sound that, when intoned, has the ability to bring harmony and healing to ourselves and the planet. Discover the power of this lost sound through the new book, The Divine Name, by Healing Sounds pioneer, Jonathan Goldman. With a foreword by Greg Braden and a free instructional CD, this groundbreaking book can take us to a new level of evolution. Go to www.thedivinename.com and discover The Divine Name.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Healing Sound Show, March 14, 2018. And we're with Yasos. And incidentally, I want to thank everyone who participated in this year's 16th annual World Sound Healing Day, which took place on Valentine's Day. We had more events and more people projecting light and love to our planet than ever before. Bless us all. Okay, back to Yasos, and he incidentally can be found. One of his places is Yasos, IASOS.com, and he's an extraordinary being. And among other things, Yasos, You helped pioneer New Age videos. What are your thoughts on the combination of video and music?
Okay, music has the potential, not the role or obligation, but the potential to induce divine feelings, and visuals have the potential to induce divine thought forms. When the music and the visuals are working together synchronistically and synergetically, their combined influence can ignite a person into an expanded state of consciousness, and that's the whole reason why I've been doing multimedia concerts ever since the 70s, and why I've produced videos.
Nice. Well, you may or may not know this, but I actually have a degree in filmmaking from Boston University, so I've always been a huge advocate of the combination of video and film, and and the combination actually being able to create an evolution in our consciousness and being greater than anything else. So
yeah.
I really thank you for your work with that. Are you doing concerts now? My next question is, what are you up to now? What are you doing?
I'm working on my next album right now. And I've got some pieces already done, and I'm in the middle of my next piece, which is going to be like a higher dimensional lake.
Ah, nice. And do you have a name for this?
Yeah, but I'd rather not give out the name until after it's done.
Okay, I gotcha. It's okay.
Yeah.
And a question that I have, how many albums do you have?
I never counted them. I don't know.
And sometimes I see the plethora, the amazing amount of work that people have, and I'm just going, oh my goodness gracious, that's just incredible. That's just
incredible. You produce a lot of stuff yourself.
I do, and oftentimes, as I'm sure with you, I have to be really divinely guided to be doing stuff. And for all I know, I might be working on a Broadway musical next or a children's book. You never can tell. I mean, because it's also... It's glorious to explore different realms in this particular realm of consciousness. I have a question. Are you doing concerts as well?
No, when people hire me, I do concerts. At the moment, no one's hiring me, so at the moment, I'm just working on my album.
Okay, anybody who's listening, hire this man.
When I do concerts, they're multimedia concerts. I have visuals projected on a large screen, and they're exactly synchronized with music. And I play six different live instruments during the concert, of course, one at a time.
Really? One at a time? What a half? Okay, that's a little bit of a joke. My next question is, okay, if you had 1 minute to talk about the power of vibration, consciousness, and healing, what would you say?
Consciousness is the cause, vibration is the result, and if the heart is lovingly oriented, then healing is the result of those vibrations.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. Is there anything, because we're going to be in the not-too-distant future, is there anything more that you would like to end this wonderful radio interview that we're having, or there's
our planet Earth is about to graduate and blossom into a wonderful golden age. I know that right now you look at the political scene, it doesn't look like that, but you watch. Within the next few years, our planet is going to go through a tremendous transformation, and it's going to become a beautiful golden age. No poverty, no disease, no negativity. It'll be a happier place.
Oh,
and we're going to be a Star Trek civilization with a lot of advanced technologies that are real, but that have been hidden from the public, will be released.
Well, it's about time.
Okay. Yeah, and last thing I want to say, go within, follow your heart, listen to your heart, make your heart your ultimate guidance. There's nothing more important than going within to your heart. Your heart is your modem, your connection to your own higher self. Listen to your heart, focus your attention on it, and follow it.
How wonderful. And now, we are going to listen to a little excerpt from the Royal Court of the Goddess Vesta. Would that be correct?
The Royal Court of Goddess Vesta.
All right. Well, let us do this. We have been talking with Yasos, one of the great true pioneers of New Age music, higher consciousness music, if you like, producing vibrations that evolve, heal, and produce beauty. And it is a real pleasure. So thank you, my friend. And it's,
I love you, Jonathan. I love you. God bless you for the work you're doing on the planet. You're making more people aware of how sound can help with healing. And it's a profound service you're doing. And I bow to your mastery. I bow to your divinity for what you are doing to the planet.
Well, ditto here, sir. And let us go. Here from the Goddess Vesta. Okay, and yasos.com, and we'll be back after our commercial, but first we're going to listen to a little bit of Yasos.
Experience the powerful benefits of connecting with the energy of the earth? Would you like to be able to tune your mind and your body to this extraordinary healing frequency? Try the Gaia Frequency Tuning Forks, available at HealingSounds.com and at Amazon. Exclusively designed by me, Jonathan Goldman, these tuning forks might just change your life.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, that was an extraordinary show with Yassos. Today is March 14th, and I would ask you to tune in on April 11th, 2018, when my guest will be Nasiri Suzan, who is a sound healer and the current manager of the Sound Healers Association. So we're going to be talking lots about sound and how we can, like, you know, unify and organize and lots of different things. So thank you for listening, and blessings of light and love through sound to you. See you next month. Bye-bye now.